Today we celebrate the Feast of the Transfiguration, right? The event where Jesus took Peter, James, and John up the mountain, and he was transfigured before them. There's a couple questions that we should be asking ourselves today. The first one, I think, is what is Jesus actually revealing at the Transfiguration? What is it that he wants us to know about him? The second one is similar and related, and that is, what does Jesus want to reveal to us about ourselves at the Transfiguration? And the third question, why did Jesus tell the apostles to keep it a secret then? What's going on with the secret? So, what is Jesus doing at the Transfiguration? In order for us to understand what Jesus is doing at the Transfiguration, we have to understand Peter, James, and John. These three men were Jewish men, right? They knew the Old Testament much better than I do. And so what Jesus is doing is he's going to relive a moment from the Old Testament so that they know and they begin to see what's going on. So if you remember in the book of Exodus, Moses goes up a mountain called Sinai, and he goes up the mountain to receive the law, the tablets of the law, the Ten Commandments. And who does he take with him? He takes with him his high priest, Aaron, and Aaron's two sons, a set of brothers. And he goes up the mountain to meet God, and God shows his glory to them, and Moses begins to radiate God's glory, right? His face shines. And so Jesus, right, takes Peter, his high priest, right, our first pope, up the mountain, and he takes a set of brothers, James and John. But he doesn't just reflect God's glory on that mountain, right? He becomes now the source of glory, right? He reveals his glory to them. The scripture that should be coming to all of our minds right now is when Jesus is telling the Jews who unbelieve, there's something greater than Moses here. Right? There's something greater than Moses here. Jesus is revealing that he is God. And for someone like Peter, James, and John, he was screaming it to them. Right? Something way greater is Moses, way greater than Moses is here. And it's God. And it's me. So the second question we asked, right? Well, then what is Jesus trying to reveal to us? Well, in the second reading today from the letter of Peter, it struck me as I was praying with it. Sometimes we forget, right? It's like this letter was wrote by the guy who was actually there. And he's simply giving you an account of what happened. It even begins in the first sentence, right? Like, I'm not making this up. This isn't magic or myth or some dream. I'm simply writing down what God did on the mountain. But what did God reveal most profoundly to us on that mountain? He revealed our identity. How? Well, from the cloud he spoke to the apostles, right? And he said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. There's only one other time that God says that. And that other time is at Jesus' baptism. So at our baptism, right, when we're baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, God says those same words to us. You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Or you are my beloved daughter, in whom I am well pleased. God doesn't just say it to Jesus, he says it to us. So why did Jesus then tell them to keep this all a secret? Why would you hide this from the world? I think the best way of understanding why he asked them to keep a secret is to see how they responded after his death. So you remember after Jesus is crucified, is buried, all the apostles are up in the upper room and they're scared. The doors are locked, right? Because they're afraid the Jews are going to do the same thing to them. Jesus walks through the door without opening it. And what does he do? But he tells Thomas to touch his wounds. Jesus tells the apostles to keep the transfiguration a secret because they can't understand yet that Jesus wants to save them in their suffering. And even more importantly, he wants to save them in the worst suffering of all, which is death. He wants to turn death from something we fear to our source of salvation, to our eternal life. Turn it into something filled with hope. But they can't understand it yet. Until they see him, right, with the marks on his body, his resurrected body. And now they can understand. And then what does he tell them? Now you need to go out and tell everyone. Every single person in the world. It's no longer a secret. Jesus is so amazingly good to us that not only does he do this for us, right? Not only does he save us from our sins, does he heal us, does he turn death into new life, but he even promises to give us a new body. One like he revealed today at the Transfiguration, right? He wants to transform our bodies to be like his. Why? Because he's God, and he can. And because through our adoption, he's now our brother, right? He's our brother, and he's our friend. And so he wants us to be in heaven with our bodies, with him forever.